Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And speaking of Patriots Monday, Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker, joining us on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, how are we doing this week?
I'm good. How about you?
We're doing great. I said this to Hunter Henry earlier. I don't want to call it an easy win for you guys. That's easy for us to say. But it was pretty stress-free. How's it feel to get a blowout victory and get back to 500?
You know, it feels really good. It felt good because I think we just practiced our identity out there. We were able to show just who we are as a team. And we did things well. It doesn't mean we did things perfect. But overall, we did things well. We played together. We had fun, most importantly. And, you know, it was a good game.
How important, or I guess, how much of a boost was it to get Christian Gonzalez back out there for the first time this season?
No, it was great to have Zero out there again. He's a lot of fun to play with, one, and then two, watching him and being able to play next to him. And then, you know, he's so talented as a corner that it's fun to have him out there again.
His return is huge, as you just detailed. Does it allow you to call things differently on defense? Like, can you do more when he's out there as opposed to the first 3 weeks of the year?
You know, I don't think we try to do anything differently. But, yeah, like when you have someone like of his caliber that can kind of just X out somebody, it does open a lot of avenues for the defense and our options and what we want to do.
You know, we heard, I think it was last Friday, the news about defensive coordinator Terrell Williams, and obviously, you know, we wish the best for him and hoping everything is okay. What has it been like for you guys in the locker room, sort of the communication with him and everything that has taken place over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, no, it's been hard because obviously, you know, we've grown close with him. He's been the leader of this defense. He is the leader of this defense for, you know, ever since he's gotten here. So it's been hard to see someone that you care about, you know, going through that. That being said, you know, we want him to get healthy. We want him to get his everything he has to do done. So we're in this corner 100%, obviously. And, you know, for us as a defense, we just, more importantly, you know, like football's football. Like we'd love to have him out here coaching us, but, you know, it's football, like us as humans and individuals, like we want to see him healthy and back as soon as he can. So it's been hard, you know, because he's someone we care about, someone we look up to. But, you know, I think as a defense, we're just playing harder, trying to play harder for him.
That defense yesterday led up front by Milton Williams and Christian Barmore. They look dominant. Their level of play, what does that do for you guys as a defense when they're playing like that?
It makes everything easier, right? Like, at the end of the day, like, they just eliminate a lot of, like, plays that, you know, offenses try to scheme. They try to get us on stuff. And when having a front like that, having guys like that that just kind of wreck the game, it makes it a lot of fun for, especially in the LB position, because then you just kind of play off them. You kind of just flow behind them, and, you know, you might steal a tackle or two. You know what I mean?
You know, it's every week in the league, there's obviously a different challenge in front of you. This coming Sunday night, you're going to take on Josh Allen and the Bills, the reigning MVP. And I just, you know, there are a lot of big quarterbacks in the league, but he is certainly one of those guys that, you know, it's got to be difficult to bring down. and can, you know, we've seen him steamroll through linebackers. Like, it's just like, tell us about the challenge and sort of the approach of trying to slow down somebody like Josh Allen.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it comes down to like our technique and our fundamentals, because he's a bigger body that it, like, as long as we have our pads lower than his, then, you know, I think it'll be very hard for him to run through us. But that being said, you know, like he's a very dynamic quarterback. So not only are you worrying about the pass, you're worrying about him escaping, running, you know, so everything for us is going to come down to our fundamentals, our technique. You know, earlier this year, like we were working on our tackling, working on just getting better at that one day at a time. And, you know, I feel like this last Sunday we showed that. We showed that, you know, we progressed with that and we got better at that. This upcoming Sunday is just another step forward. We want this the next game. And, you know, we just want to show what type of defense we are, what type of players we are, and go from there.
Okay. Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker, will be watching on Sunday night in Buffalo. Big nationally televised game. Should be a fun one. Thanks for joining us. Best of luck this week, and we'll talk to you next Patriots Monday.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Christian Ellis joining us here on WEEI, Jones and Keefe, Patriots Monday, talking about the Pats' win over the Panthers, 42-13 all day long.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.